Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
In James 2 and 21, we read these words, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?" Now you will immediately, if you have been raised in a church, bristle at these words, because everybody who falls down at the fourth person of the Trinity, Paul, they will say, wait a minute, the Bible says that we are not justified by works, we are justified by faith. And some people have taken it so far as now they say that we are justified by faith alone, but the Bible doesn't teach that. If you can't put all the pieces together, then you don't have the truth, you have heresy. And so we have to understand that when we're putting the pieces together, there is a truth here James is trying to explain. It is the same truth that Paul explains. The trouble is that when you take a verse out of context without all of the truth of the truth, then you simply have less than the truth. And when you find another statement in the Word of God that is the truth, that disagrees with your partial truth, you say that truth that you don't like is not the truth. And there's a huge problem there in your brain.
Amen.
In your soul, in your mind. The delusion is in your confusion, it's not in the text. Because what James is saying here is that Abraham was justified by the work he did, which was the demonstration of the faith he possessed.
That's right.
And if you go back to the context of the story that he's quoting from, and you walk all the way back to that story, you'll remember that Abraham is 86 and he is impotent. Sarah is 76 and she is postmenopausal. And God has just said to him, when he says, "I don't have an heir," he says, "You are going to have a child and your descendants are going to be greater than the number of the stars you can see." Remember, that's not LA, New York, Chicago, can't see the stars. This is Nowheresville. Stars everywhere, jillions and jillions of them, and he couldn't count them. And the Bible says that Abraham believed, though he was impotent and she was postmenopausal, Abraham believed that God was going to raise physical offspring from their physical bodies, though they were both, as the scripture says, dead for reproduction. And so he takes Sarah, and he goes into the tent, perhaps for the first time in decades or years. And they go into the tent by faith. He believes by faith. Faith works. He trusted and he was justified by the work of actually doing what he said he believed. In other words, faith without works is dead. Oh, we've heard that already. And I want you to be very clear in this day of bad theology and heresy, that faith without works is still dead. And while we are justified by faith, never believe that we are justified by belief. Belief and faith are two different things. Faith is belief that you act upon. You are not justified by belief. The demons believe and tremble. Belief is not enough. Faith acts. No action, no faith. And so Abraham was justified by his works. The works were demonstrating that he actually believed. And he had faith. You put your faith into action, and that is what faith is. Faith always acts. If you're not acting, your knowing isn't growing. It's not showing. See, you're only going to have faith when you're showing. So your knowing is growing when your knowing is showing. And that's it. And so Abraham was justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar. You got it?
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.